9. Economics. Listen to a discussion in an economics class and fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Okay, so I'd like to talk about trade associations. From a business view, there are several benefits to joining a trade association. Of course, trade associations also have their drawbacks. So first, Yes, Kyle, you look a bit confused.
Yeah, what's a trade association?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is everyone not familiar with trade associations? Okay, well, let me backtrack a bit then. A trade association is an organization that's formed and funded by businesses in the same industry to promote and control that industry. So, let's see now. For instance, the American Medical Association is a trade industry. Oh, there's also the National Association of Wheat Growers.
What about the American Bar Association?
Oh, yes, definitely. A trade association for lawyers and law firms. So, if you own a business, joining or forming a trade association can be good for a number of reasons. One, it allows you to participate in and set the standards for good business conduct in your industry. Trade associations will often keep an eye on how its businesses behave and will refuse support to businesses that act in immoral ways. And two, forming a trade association gives your industry more power to influence public policy.
Why is that? Don't businesses have a lot of influence in government decisions by themselves?
Perhaps if your businesses are huge corporations. But what if you're just a small beef business in some little town in Ohio? By yourself, you don't have much influence. But if you join a larger trade association that shares your interests, you can pool your resources. But there are problems with trade associations. One problem is that its members can use their membership to gain a competitive edge over non-members. Often, after a trade association has been around for a while, people will recognize the name. So, oftentimes what happens is the businesses in the association will deny membership to their competitors to give themselves an advantage. The other problem with trade associations is that while they're set up to control business conduct, they don't have much power to punish offenders. So sometimes they're not as effective as they intend to be.
1. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
Yes, Kyle, you look a bit confused.
Yeah, what's a trade association?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is everyone not familiar with trade associations? Okay, well, let me backtrack a bit then.
Why does the professor say this?
Yes, Kyle, you look a bit confused.
Two. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
So, let's see now. For instance, the American Medical Association is a trade industry. Oh, there's also the National Association of Wheat Growers.
Why does the professor say this?
So, let's see now.
Three. Listen to part of the discussion again. Then answer the question.
And two, forming a trade association gives your industry more power to influence public policy.
Why is that? Don't businesses have a lot of influence in government decisions by themselves?
Perhaps if your businesses are huge corporations.
Why does the professor say this?
Perhaps if your businesses are huge corporations.